Retailers are reporting solid sales over the Thanksgiving weekend and hoping for a profitable holiday season. But discount stores did better than others, which is seen as a sign that consumers are still cautious and looking for bargains. Kurt Barnard is president of Barnard's Retailing Consulting Group in Montclair, New Jersey. Good morning.
Good morning.
What a difference from last year, huh?
Well, it is certainly a bit different from last year, but really not all that much. We are seeing a very, very cautious consumer, a consumer who's not given to, well, engaging in buying binges and spending sprees, and a consumer who primarily is interested in price, which is probably why a company such as Walmart announced that on Black Friday they did over $1.5 billion in sales. People were throngs were crowding into the Walmart stores all over the country. Yet at the same time, many of the more upscale malls and stores had very sedate traffic.
Well, they called it Black Friday last year because it was so bad.
Whatever the reason is why they called it Black Friday, last year was really a very dismal year.
Well, you said the high-end malls weren't doing well, but I see that some of the boutiques did well. Tiffany and Company did well. They have reported strong demand. It's going to be a glittery Christmas for somebody.
That is correct. There's no question. Companies such as the very upscale stores did very well as the downscale stores, if I may call them that, did very well. Discounters did well, and the very, very upscale stores. That seems like a contradiction, but it really is not. You have to keep in mind that many of those people on whom the very upscale stores depend, namely the wealthy people, have been able to accumulate a fair amount of wealth over the last, over the last 3, 4, 5 years, and they have become accustomed to the lifestyle that goes with having wealth, which simply means that they are willing to go and spend and for jewelry, for very fine things, you can only buy in very fine stores. So these stores, along with the very, very discount stores, have done and continue to do very well.
So what were people not buying? What did they pass on?
Well, fashion apparel is something that did not do quite as well. On the other hand, when we are looking at the fashion product that did do well, we find that wearing accessories really did very well. Simply because they are gifty items, and you can, for the most part, buy them without going broke in the process.
Does a good Thanksgiving weekend indicate good sales throughout the holiday season?
Well, we expect that sales for the holiday sales season will be better than last year by a range of approximately 4%, which is not too bad. It is not spectacular, but it is okay.
Or maybe people bought early and they're done now.
Some people undoubtedly have done precisely that. On the other hand, people went to stores over the weekend, not so much with the desire to buy or with the aim to buy, but rather to find out what is available, what is new, and above all, how much does it cost.
Thank you very much. Kurt Barnard is president of Barnard's Retail Consulting Group.